Ohm's law and the power equation for techs. Ohm's law and the power formula explained for HVAC field work, with the practical mental shortcuts a tech uses to sanity check amp draws, size a circuit, and spot a fault by the numbers. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is. Ohm's law is the relationship between voltage, current, and resistance, and the power formula ties those to watts. You don't need to love math to use them. You need three or four shortcuts that let you predict what a meter should read. So when the meter disagrees, you know something's wrong. That's the whole point. The numbers tell you whether a part is healthy before you ever pull it. How it works. Three quantities, one relationship. Voltage E in volts is the push. Current I in amps is the flow. Resistance R in ohms is the opposition. The law says voltage equals current times resistance. E equals I times R. Rearrange it any way you need. Current is voltage divided by resistance. Resistance is voltage divided by current. Power is the work being done, measured in watts. Watts equal volts times amps. P equals E times I. Combine that with Ohm's law and you can also get watts from amps and resistance, or from volts and resistance. In our trade, the version you reach for most is amps equals watts divided by volts, because nameplates love to give you watts or BTU, which converts to watts, and the breaker cares about amps. The intuition that matters. At a fixed voltage, lower resistance means more current. A dead short is near zero resistance, which is why it pulls enormous current and trips a breaker. An open is infinite resistance, which is why it pulls zero current and the low just sits dead. In the field, you mostly use this to predict and to verify. To predict a heat strip's draw, take the rated watts, divide by the voltage. A 10,000 watt 10 kilowatt strip on 240 volts pulls about 41.7 amps. Now you know what your clamp should read and what size wire and breaker the circuit needs. To verify a heat strip is whole, with power off and the element isolated, ohm it out. A 240 volts, 5 kilowatts element should read about 11.5 ohms 240 squared, divided by 5,000 watts. If it reads open, an element is burned out. If your clamp shows it pulling half the expected amps in operation, one of two parallel elements has failed. To sanity check a 24 volts coil, a contactor coil that draws a small fraction of an amp at 24 volts will ohm out in the low tens of ohms. If it reads near zero, the coil is shorted. If it reads well, it's open. Normal values and targets. Amps from watts. Divide watts by the supply voltage. 240 volts is the usual residential number. Use the actual measured voltage for precision. A 5 kilowatt/240 volts heat element about 20.8 amps and about 11.5 ohms cold. A 10 kilowatt/240 volts heat element about 41.7 amps and about 5.8 ohms cold. Heat element resistance rises a little once hot, so a cold ohm reading runs slightly lower than the in operation math. That's normal, not a fault. To convert heat output, 1 kilowatt's about 3,412 BTU per hour. A 10 kilowatt strip is about 34,120 BTU per hour of electric heat. Common faults and what they mean. Clamp reads roughly half the calculated amps on a multi-element heater to one element open, the other still working. Clamp reads zero on a strip that should be energized to open element, open sequencer slash relay, or no voltage upstream. Measured resistance much lower than the math predicts to shorted turns or a partial ground in the load. Breaker trips instantly on energizing to near zero resistance fault dead short. Find it before resetting. Element ohms out fine but pulls low amps in operation to low supply voltage. Check the actual volts and recompute. Tech tips and gotchas. Watts scale with the square of voltage on a fixed resistance, so voltage matters more than people expect. Run that same 240 volt strip on 208 volts and it makes only about 75% of its rated heat. That's why a unit sized on a 240 volts assumption can feel weak on a 208 volts commercial supply. Always measure the real voltage before you blame the equipment. Don't mix up the cold ohm reading and the operating number. Heating elements have a positive temperature coefficient. Resistance climbs as they heat, so your bench slash cold reading will be a touch lower than the watts and volts math implies. Close is good. An open or a dead short is the obvious fault. When a number doesn't make sense, recheck the voltage first. Half of this part is bad calls or really a supply voltage problem feeding the math wrong. Safety slash code notes. Branch circuit and conductor sizing for fixed electric heat follow NEC Article 424. Continuous loads are sized at 125%. Which is why a 41.7 amp strip lands on a larger breaker than the bare number suggests. De-energize and lock out per NEC Article 110 before taking any resistance reading.